Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome. The Ray program starting this hour of Money Power for you to help you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. The phone lines are open. 844-RAY-SHOW with our brand new VTech phone system. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a bit because you may have an opportunity to get a super deal. If you're a business owner or just want to have a super whiz-bang phone system, we've got one now. We're going to tell you about it. We've got that coming up. Steve Allador will be joining us. I do want to talk about the bond market. Why does that have an impact on you or me? Well, it's because when interest rates go up, the value of bonds goes down. You've got high valuations for bonds. You've got high valuation for stocks. So should we be diversifying into non-correlated investment assets? That's coming up on the program as well. But we start today with this. 9 years later, workers are still recovering from the Great Recession. So what do you say? Should we get the party started? Sit back and relax. It's going to happen. Whether you want it to happen or not, we play the Pink song. Sorry about that, but it is what it is. Less than 40% of workers said they have recovered financially from the recession that started in December 2007. This according to a report from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. 13% said their recovery hasn't started yet, while 7% said they may never recover. This is a pretty lukewarm report here because, and clearly, if you were an investor and you had money in the stock market and you lost 50 some odd percent peak to trough, as many did, and you didn't remain fully invested, well, you obviously haven't recovered. Because even those of us that have certainly invested money and stayed the course, if you go back to January of 2000 through 2016, your rate of return on the Standard & Poor's 500 with dividends reinvested is still only a 4.5% return. If your expectation was 8.5 or 9, remember the markets have averaged about 9% historically. If you had built in a 9% return January 1, 2000, even with the magnificent run-up in stock prices the last 7 or 8 years, you're still only up 4.5%. So it's no wonder that so many people feel like they've been, kind of hosed here. And those that get in and get out of the market, I cannot emphasize it enough. You're not going to be able to time your way through this because, if you miss a month sometimes, you miss a day sometimes, you miss a lot in the stock market. So 9 years later, we're reading that this lukewarm recovery can be seen in the retirement outlooks of many of these individuals. The survey, for example, found 41% of workers have somewhat recovered from the financial crisis. A similar percentage, 47%, are somewhat prepared for retirement. I want to know what somewhat means, because I think it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Somewhat may mean, you know, I'm somewhat okay for retirement, but I'm really going to be working until I'm 80 years old. We saw that yesterday in a couple of reports. 20% of respondents said they have fully recovered from the crisis, and 99% of those are probably lying. 15% are confident they'll live comfortably in retirement. The reason I say that is not to disparage anyone, but how do you recover? How do you recover if you're on this path? If you're on this path thinking that the stock market's going to do, you know, again, 9%, and it does 4.5%, not only have you not recovered, but think about that for a minute. If you were expecting 9%, that means your money should have doubled over a seven-year period. Instead, it only went up by, you know, 30, 40, 50%. The money's lost forever. The way you recover is you either added a lot more, and to their credit, if those are the people that said, oh, you know what? I'm a little bit light now because the market just cratered and my retirement plan is down. I'm going to sacrifice a vacation or two or who knows what and put more money away in my 401k, put more money away in my Roths and my IRAs, and that more money, that extra money that you put away, experience this tremendous double-digit return over the last 8 years, well, then, yes, you indeed have fully recovered. Unfortunately, because on this program we have studied the behavior of investors, unfortunately, most investors have done the exact opposite. They've taken money out of the stock market and invested it in safer bonds and CDs because this is what happens to us when the market goes down precipitously like it did. People get scared and they pull their money out. They pull their money out and they don't put it back in for many, many years. Some never get back in. I mean, some of the parents and grandparents from the Great Depression never invested in stocks ever again. So this brings me to an important point. And that is investing in other asset classes that don't care what the stock market does. Investing in other asset classes that don't care what the bond market does. Because I said to the TV audience a little bit ago, there's two camps here on bonds. And I can't figure out which one's right. And I'm not going to try to figure out which one's right. But one camp says, oh, get ready, inflation's coming, wages are starting to go up. Finally, after all these years, things are looking better. So interest rates are going to keep going up. And there's another camp that says, well, hold the phone here, Charlie. You got 10,000 baby boomers heading into retirement every single day. That's going to continue for the next decade or so. And what do retirees do? They sell stocks and buy bonds. Well, if they're going to buy bonds, that's actually going to hold interest rates down. Remember, supply and demand? So what happens here is individuals are faced with this conundrum of stocks being perhaps overvalued, bonds perhaps being overvalued. Where do you go for non-correlating investments? Some people would say, you know, timber. And we've talked a lot about timber on this program in the past, and I think it's fantastic. It's just hard to buy. Hey, what are you going to do? You're going to buy a tree? It's hard to buy unless you're, you know, some big public company and you've got tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. You can buy your own timber farm in Nicaragua or something like that. And I've been there checking out timber farms, and it's fantastic. I love timber. It's one of the best long-term investments one can make. And if you ask guys like Jeremy Grantham, he says it is the best thing that you can look for over the next 7 or 8 years. I don't know if he's right or not. I just know that an investment such as that, to use it as an example, doesn't care what the stock market does. Trees grow whether stocks go up or don't go up. real estate, income-producing real estate, may not have the discorrelating effect that, say, an investment like timber does. But it's still a pretty good way to diversify, because what happens is, with an income-producing real estate, where someone signed a contract, says, I will pay you X amount of dollars in rent over the next, you know, year or two or three, even if the stock market goes down, even if there's a recession, they still have to live somewhere. And sure, if the guy across the street has a cheaper place to live, you might have to adjust your rents, because a move, and trust me, I know this because I just did it, a move is super, super expensive. So all of a sudden, you now have another asset class that, like a bond, provides you with a potential income stream. And in today's market, even though cap rates, if you will, have compressed to the point where the yields aren't, you know, double digit for sure, but they're still two times that of what you can get in a bond market investment, a safe treasury, if you will. And you still have the potential long term of capital appreciation. Now, how do you make real money in real estate? When we come back, we're going to talk with Steve Allendorf about the answer to that question. I'll give you a sneak preview. The way you make real money in real estate is with the appropriate use of leverage. Leverage, which can be really, really bad, and leverage, which can be really, really good. So stick around. We'll talk with Steve about that. Where are the mortgage rates going and interest rates going on loans and leverage? That's coming up next, right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is a rockin' right here on the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you want to give it a buzz. That's 844-729-7469. You can email me at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Our discussion today is centered around this thing we call correlation and trying to find investments that won't be impacted the same way depending on what happens in the markets. And as we've talked about many times before, nobody, not me, not anybody that does talk shows or punditry, knows what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen to the stock market. It could go up for another 10 years like crazy, or it could crater tomorrow. No one knows. The bond market, we've seen interest rates come up, and then the last week or so, we've seen them mellow out a little bit. So we don't know. But what I do know is this. I know that if I have investments that don't necessarily move in lockstep together, and in the bond market, I am in search of yield, that's like an interest payment, and in the stock market, I'm in search of long-term growth and appreciation to mitigate future inflation, then real estate seems to be a pretty attractive alternative. Of course, you have to buy, right? That's between you and your real estate broker. But as I mentioned before the break, the effective use of leverage is how you really can make money on the appreciation side. And quite frankly, that leverage, if done properly, can also make you more money on the income side. The king of leverage joins me here today, Steve Alledort. Steve, I understand that you are the king of leverage and you've had some influence over FHA recently.
Well, I wish it was all of my own doing, but we just got word yesterday that based on the performance of FHA loans, combination values going up, underwriting being a little more strict and stringent, but more importantly, because they touted the fact that in the last three quarters of 2016, foreclosures have been down significantly. Only 2.2 million people are potentially underwater right now, and FHA loans are performing better. So what they've done is they've announced that as of the 27th of January, any loans closing after the 27th of January, they're reducing their monthly mortgage insurance premium 0.25%. Which is like 0.25% less in interest rate. So what's real important is for those people that are in process right now on an FHA transaction, purchase or refinance, and they're scheduled to close within the next 2 to 3 weeks, is to call your mortgage professional and see if, in fact, if you can delay the closing until after the 27th, can you potentially save that 0.25% on the mortgage insurance? And we can talk a little bit about the
difference. Yeah, I do want to talk about that. Now, FHA, can you explain in layman's terms what FHA is and why there is even an FHA?
Well, it's a government program, and it's a program that allows borrowers with low down payment, maybe lower credit scores, higher debt-to-income ratios to be able to qualify for a mortgage loan. And FHA has been around for a long time. 2-3 years ago, when their mortgage insurance premium was not doing well, mortgage insurance premium rates were up to 1.35%. So a majority of us stayed away from doing FHA loans. Over the last 2 years, we've seen that premium go down from 1.35% to now, currently it's at 0.85 with 3.5% down. That's going to now go down to 0.6%. And if you put 5% down or more, your mortgage insurance premium is only going to be at 0.55%. So that's a huge difference in a mortgage rate based on what rate you get with FHA, which right now is still anywhere between 0.25 to 0.75 lower on the base rate than a conventional loan, coupled with the fact that they've now lowered the mortgage insurance rate with less than 20% down. FHA can become a more viable option for more borrowers, not just for those that have lower credit scores, high debt to income ratios. FHA is looking to get the higher premium borrower, which will improve their books as far as getting less defaults and foreclosures to improve their fund.
Steve Allendorf, loanfinancialplanner.com. If you want information on this, this is actually really, really good news, Steve. 888-563-1070 is Steve's number, because so many people have been burdened by whatever the case may be, slow pays, or maybe they've got a charge off, or something happened during the financial crisis to have caused them a credit crisis of their own. And now what I'm hearing you say, if that credit score is in the low 600s or whatever, you know, sometimes we would look at that and say, a 600 credit score, forget about it. You're never getting a loan. But I understand that you can make those loans now, so there's hope for a lot of people out there that want to buy.
Well, you know, I did some comparisons this morning, and here's what's really interesting, is let's say with a conventional loan, we can only go down to 620. With FHA, we can go down to a 600 credit score. But let's look at let's say you had a 620 credit score, 5% down, and you wanted to buy a home. On a conventional loan, your mortgage rate would be at 4.8%, and your mortgage insurance would be 1.61% on conventional. Add those together, and that combined rate's almost 6.5%. With FHA, the rate with a 620 credit score is 4.3, so it's a half a point lower in basic regular interest rate, and with mortgage insurance rate of 0.55%, your combined rate's 4.9, a point and a half lower.
So
than on a conventional
am I
loan.
Understanding that if an individual has a low credit score, such as a 620 at the bare minimums, they can still get a rate under 5% on
combined
mortgage?
With mortgage insurance?
Wow.
Yeah, which is absolutely phenomenal as far as what's not only being offered, but what then they'll be able to qualify.
So somebody like me who has kids and grandkids, if you wanted to help your grandchild or your son or daughter get into a home and they didn't have much of a down payment, they could get in with 5% down?
You can get in with as low as 3.5% down. And the beauty also with FHA, with a low down payment, now if the individual can qualify by themselves, great. If you want to help your kids out and help them qualify for a loan, be aware you're then going to be responsible for that making sure that mortgage payment gets paid on time, because it's going to reflect on your credit, that it's going to show as a debt on your credit. But through FHA, with as little as 3.5% down, you could go in with your kids, help them qualify for the loan, and we can what's called blend your income and your debts and your assets in order to qualify, and you can provide all of the down payment.
Wow, that's fantastic. Steve Allendorf, loanfinancialplanner.com. When we come back, I want to ask him about investment property. See, here in San Diego, we have rents that have gone through the ceiling. And a lot of these younger people in particular might be able to buy a place, make it their own, and pay net after taxes and, you know, property tax and so forth, what is tantamount to what they would pay anyway for something that they don't own and not have to worry about rent increases in the future. So that's what I'm going to talk with Mr. Allendorf about when we come back from the break. Make sure you stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails, of course, coming up in just a bit. Go to raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. Just go over there and click on the Ask Ray button. We'll get to those emails shortly. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show in America you got to tune into every day. We help you to make better money moves. Steve Alador joining me. And Steve, before I get to investment property and helping your kids or grandkids buy a home, because I've got some thoughts on that I want to run by you. You were discussing FHA loans, the Federal Housing Administration, these special programs. And we learned that even with, you know, fairly low credit scores, you can probably get less than a 5% rate with 5% down. That's pretty phenomenal. But there's got to be, you know, some hair on that, huh?
There is, a little bit. You know, so some of the drawbacks with FHA versus conventional is that you're going to have a 1 3/4 upfront premium that's added to whatever loan amount we come up with.
So those are costs on top of the down payment.
You're going to pay for the privilege of doing an FHA loan. The mortgage insurance on an FHA loan is for the life of the loan. Different than on a conventional loan, that once you either build equity, pay down your mortgage, get an increase in value, you have the ability to potentially down the line eliminate the mortgage insurance with a conventional loan. You can't do that with FHA, but you can certainly refinance out of the FHA down the line. On a condominium, whether you're doing a purchase or a refinance, that condo complex or that HOA needs to be approved by FHA in order to do a loan. We're on a conventional loan, you know, as long as, you know, there's enough liability coverage, you're doing an owner-occupied. Even owner occupancy doesn't matter on a conventional loan. So there's some restrictions with FHA, but the advantages is, as we went over, combined lower rate with the mortgage insurance, lower credit scores. With a conventional loan, maximum debt-to-income ratio, 45 to 50%. With good credit, you can go up to 55%.
Wow.
On an FHA loan.
Sounds dangerous to me.
It all depends on income. I mean, if you've got a lot of residual income, I mean, if you're making $3,000 a month and you're a 55% debt-to-income ratio, there's not a whole lot of residual income. But if you're making $10,000 a month, you may have $2,000-$4,000 residual income where something like that would make more sense. The last major advantage with an FHA loan, if you're doing a conforming loan 424-1 or less, is FHA actually offers higher rebates. Basically what that means is you'll pay a little bit higher rate, but they may be able to offer where we pay for $2,000-$6,000 of your closing costs, where on a $300,000 loan, and again, you can get in with as low as 3.5% down, so down payment about $10,000. You may be able to get in with $10,000 to $12,000 on a $300,000 purchase, with the lender being able to cover a large part of your closing cost and setting up your escrow account and the whole 10 yards. So there are some really good advantages for FHA, and now with that mortgage insurance premium being lowered, it's definitely a loan to take a look at if you're doing a purchase. Or even on a refinance, they'll do an 85% cash out. So good stuff with FHA.
Steve Alador, loanfinancialplanner.com, if you want to learn more about this. Now, Steve, I was talking about helping. I'm kind of big on this. I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Helping kids and grandkids or whatever get into a place. But let's say there's a young family. Maybe you got kids my kid's age, and they've got young children, and they want to rent a house, or they're renting a house, and they're spending, I don't know, in our neighborhood right now, houses $750,000, and you rent them for $3,500 a month. That's a lot of rent. I did a quick calculation, and net after the income tax deduction and all that, and about a 30% tax bracket, the net cost after the property tax bill and all the other, if there's HO, it's about the same net out of pocket for buying as it is renting. Am I missing something there?
Well,
why
no.
Wouldn't the person buy?
Here's what's interesting. As I've been in the business a long time, and a number of years ago, you know, you put 20% down on an investment property in San Diego, you're really not going to get positive cash flow. There's
right.
going to probably be negative cash flow. What you're hoping for is appreciation down the line. But what we've seen, and I'm sure it's happening not just in San Diego and or just in California, but a significant increase in monthly rents.
Right.
So that with as little as 20 or 25% down, even in the high-cost areas, you can, as what you're saying is, you can break even based on rents, mortgage payment, what you can deduct, and now you've got an asset that is going to appreciate in value. Whether you're looking to buy as a primary residence, you're able to then make the potential of the same payment as you would in rents, but if you're buying it as an investment property, then you're going to get a return down the line that can help complement the other retirement vehicles that you have, potentially getting the same or a better return.
If you have a low credit score, can you buy an investment property?
Yeah, you can. The rates are going to be higher. So, you know, you're going to pay more for an investment property even with a higher credit score. Lower the credit score, the much bigger the difference that you're going to see in mortgage interest rates.
So what do I need to get my credit score up to if I want to buy a property as an investment?
And get the best rates. You want to
get a decent rate. It doesn't necessarily have to be the best. I want to get in the market.
Well, you want to be at least over 700, and over 740, you're going to get the best rates. On top of that, if you can put on a down payment at least 25%, the difference between a 20% down payment and a 25% down payment might be 0.25% in interest rate. So there's a big difference in return on your money with the lower interest rate if you can come up with that extra 5% and put 25% down.
So if I want to go into business with one of my kids to help them have some financial security 20 years from now after I'm gone, I give them the down payment, or we partner, I put up a certain amount of money, say the 25% down, they go on the hook for the mortgage with me, we buy an investment property together, I name them as beneficiary of my share of that investment property, we use the cash flow from the property to pay the mortgage. Do you see that? That sounds like a pretty good idea.
That's a good idea. One of the things to be aware of, and this will be for good loan financial planning, is that if you plan to help your kids or, you know, anybody else in your family buy an investment property, on an investment property purchase, we're not allowed to do any gift funds. So you would either have to be on the mortgage with your child,
be an equity owner,
or put them on one of your accounts. All you have to do is put them on one of your accounts. Name them, the account could be you're in your wife's name, and you put your child on the account, you let it season for at least a couple of months, and then all you're required to do is to write an access letter stating that your child has the rights to all the funds in that account, and it no longer becomes a gift.
Wow. Steve Allender, that is awesome. You know, I just, in my own opinion, I love stocks, I love bonds, I love the traditional asset classes, but the one thing that I love more than stocks and bonds is real estate, and I'll tell you why. What a lot of people don't figure, especially with these low interest rates, is every single payment you make, or better yet, every single payment your tenant makes to you goes to pay down principal as well as interest. And with the low interest rates, that principal, we've talked about this before, is quite significant.
It can be.
So even if you only held the property for, say, 10 years, the property may have appreciated 20, 30%, whatever the rate of inflation is, but you've also paid down that mortgage by a considerable amount.
20 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand.
Yeah, it's big money.
So it does. It can make a huge difference when you look at doing that kind of planning.
Okay, so if you happen to be in the market, either for investment property on your own, trying to get to this non-correlating, if you will, asset class that does what bonds do, potentially gives you cash flow, and yes, you've got to have a certain amount of down payment, especially if you're in California like we are, but that's still okay. Because if you're a parent and you want to help a child, or you've got the cash and it's sitting in a bank account, what are interest rates today? The loan to a government's 2.3% now, right?
Right.
Making anything.
No, not at all.
To speak of. So why not make the loan to your kids or be in partnership with your kids? Now, great planning opportunity here. LLCs, talk to your lawyer, all that kind of stuff goes without saying, because there are other risks I didn't get into. But I think you get the picture here on how you might be able to generate not only income for yourself, but also help your kids at the same time. We've been talking about this a lot lately. I hope people are taking us up on this, Steve, and hope they call you at 888-563-1070 because you can make it happen.
Well, and you know, real estate is so similar to the stock market is because you're going to have your ups and downs. But difference with real estate, as long as the investment you have, you can make the payment. On the down cycle, say rates, you know, values come down, don't panic. Rates are values are eventually going to go up. You're going to have that equity in your property, and you're going to be significantly better off than selling out and then hoping to get back on the market when values, you know, improve again. So
staying power.
Staying power.
You can make a lot of money in real estate. Talk to a loan professional, a loan financial planner, Steve Allador at loanfinancialplanner.com. Thank you, Steve.
Always a pleasure.
I do appreciate it. That's Steve Allador, 888-563-1070. Quick break. We'll come back with emails and more of the Ray Lucia Show right after this.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't let yesterday's accomplishments affect today. Use Blue Emu, available in stores nationwide.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days.
There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. Again, a special thank you to Steve Alador. Smart guy, huh, Jimmy? He does a good job.
It's how could you possibly even think about moving forward with a loan if you didn't have someone with that kind of knowledge to steer you?
Yeah, and I had no idea about this FHA thing. This sounds really good because there are a lot of people, let's face it, for one reason or another, their credit scores have been dinged. And it doesn't mean necessarily they're bad people or irresponsible people. It's just, you know, maybe they've had a couple of slow pays or lost their job or whatever, so that credit score gets down into the sixes. And then people freak out and they say, I'm not going to buy anything because I'm going to have to pay this super high interest rate. Well, think about it. If you can get under 5% with 5% down payment, that's amazing, especially for younger people that haven't had 10 years to accumulate a down payment. And, you know, we always talk about San Diego prices, but around the country, they're not all this exorbitant. But the example that I did during the break was actually, it's the real deal. You can own for about the price that you could rent for. Now, there are other expenses that you may have with ownership that I didn't bring up, but it's still, it's pride of ownership. It's fantastic. And yesterday, remember, we talked about ways to get the down payment with IRAs and, you know, so forth, 72T elections, whatever. Anyway, if you want to help a family member, shoot me an email and ask me about it. I'll be happy to take a look at it for you and see if there are opportunities for you to help a son or a daughter, a child, grandchild, get into a home. I have no vested interest in it. I don't do mortgages and I don't sell homes, but I help people to figure out if the economics are there for them to perhaps buy one for themselves or their kids or grandkids. And I can think of no greater gift. That is if you really dig your kids. I mean, there are some people that say, forget about it. Let's do some emails. Hit it, boys. This one is a little confusing to me. It's a little long. But there's some good stuff that we can talk about here. Kathy, my husband passed away 6 months ago. Sorry to hear that, Kathy. A recent real estate sale generated $700,000. Wow. I'm 47 with no debt, would like to add to my index funds. I've been told to do tax loss harvesting instead of purchasing more funds, adding to the existing funds. I'm in the 33% tax bracket. I also have about 50% of my investments in two bond funds. My advisor thinks that's a bad idea and I should invest in individual bonds. I am very confused. Well, I can understand, Kathy, why you are confused. Let's sort of dissect this because I really don't have enough information. But let's dissect this. She's 47, no debt. That's good. She's 47 and her husband just died. That's not good. It's not good that someone that young is now a widow And I hope that people recognize that, yes, strange and bad stuff can happen to not so strange and really good people. So that's just one observation. I'd like to add to my index funds. Okay, well, that's fine. I don't see any problem with that. I've been told to do tax loss harvesting. Now, this is what's confusing to me. You did the sale, the real estate sale, $700,000, and evidently there must be a gain in there that you're concerned about. So somebody's saying, well, sell some losing stocks to offset some of the gains. Well, there may not be a gains tax, if that's what you're concerned about, because if the sale occurred after your husband died, which that's usually what happens, you know, a family member dies, you sell some property to get some cash. If that's the case, there was a stepped-up tax basis on that property that you and the spouse owned. Now, if nothing else, there was at least a 50% step-up in basis. I don't want to get technical, but in a community property state, it would be 100% step-up in basis. So there's not going to be a capital gain. Furthermore, tax loss harvesting would presuppose that you've got losses in your index fund accounts. I don't know very many index funds over the last few years that are suffering any major losses. So I don't get that recommendation. I'd need to know more. You're in a 33% tax bracket and have 50% of your investments in two bond funds, and the advisor wants you to buy individual bonds. Well, I can kind of understand to a certain extent where that recommendation is coming from. If you are using the bond funds for an income paycheck every single month, then it may make sense if you're buying super, super safe bonds to ladder them out with individual bonds. There would be an advantage there because if you ever needed to sell any bond or bond funds, you could sell the shorter term maturity ones, which would lose less than the longer dated maturity ones, which would lose more, whereas the bond fund has an average maturity and it's going to be an instant loss the minute interest rates go up and you need to sell into the principal. But man alive, this is a classic case, Jim, where Kathy needs to sit down with a good, competent financial advisor that understands all this stuff. Because it sounds to me like she's getting bombarded with real estate advice and, you know, stock market advice and bond market advice, and there's nothing that's coordinated based on what her particular situation is at age 47. And then there's all kinds of other stuff that I think about. A 47-year-old is likely to be remarried at some point. She probably has kids, and you want to protect them. A real live financial planner is what Kathy needs. Sally is next. I am ready to fill out my taxes and waiting to make my IRA contribution. Should I wait to see what changes may be implemented? No, because whatever changes that are implemented aren't going to be retroactive to 2016. So the IRA contribution, may as well make it now, get the money in. Now, if you don't know if you qualify for the full amount, that may be a different story. But if you know you're qualifying for the full deduction or if it's a Roth IRA, I say get the money in as soon as you can afford to get the money in. Remember, you'll have until April the 18th this year to fund your IRAs. So there you have it. Sally, I don't think I have time to get to Ted and Mary and others, but please send me an email, and particularly if you're interested in this real estate thing, because I really would love to help people who have thought because their credit scores were too low or they couldn't afford to get into a home or they want to help one of their kids but don't specifically know how. They think it's going to cost them all kinds of tax dollars. Come up with creative ways for individuals to be owners of real estate as opposed to renters of real estate, because while in the short run it may not make a big difference, in the long run it can make a huge difference. So shoot me an email. Go to raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button and I'll put my noggin together with Jimmy here. We'll see if we can help you out. Excuse me. Thanks for tuning in. Now go out and make it a really great day. I need some water. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at Ray Lucia.
Biz Talk Radio.